Our first story, around the world, Shia Muslims are commemorating Arba'in, the 40th day since the martyrdom anniversary of the grandson of Prophet Muhammad and the third Shia Imam. Millions of people from across the globe have gathered in the holy Iraqi city of Karbala, the resting place of Imam Hussein. Officials estimate that some 15 million pilgrims are attending the ceremonies despite deadly violence by extremist groups. Dozens of pilgrims have been killed in recent days in terrorist attacks, despite tight security measures across Iraq. Similar ceremonies are held in other Muslim countries, including Iran, Lebanon and Pakistan. Imam Hussein and 72 of his companions were martyred in the Battle of Karbala in the 7th century.
اصغر نشکفت گل یا سمنت کو بابا کفنت کو.
Mourning ceremonies taking place across Iran. Now, earlier we spoke with Professor of Psychology, Sayyid Mohsen Fatemi. He told us about Arba'in and the culture of Ashura.
Arba'in has got the manifestation of a lot of things. It could be delineating the impact of the culture of Ashura. So we've been mourning for Imam Hussein for 40 days, and this demonstrates the depth and the profound layers of the incident from a psychological, cultural, political perspective. And it's got great significant implications in terms of interpersonal and interpersonal competencies that can give rise to human development and expansion of spiritual development, emotional development, and intellectual development. Deep down, Arba'in, the semiotics of Arba'in delineates that we not only mourn for Imam Hussein, and we've been mourning for the past 40 days or so, but also we have the indication, the substantiation of a deep-rooted understanding of connectedness to the philosophy of life presented by Imam Hussein. And that philosophy has got significant implications, conspicuously salient implications in terms of the understanding of life, etiological aspect of life, epistemological layers of life, ontological ramifications of life, and whatever comes across in terms of the multifaceted layers of Ashura as a culture, as a philosophy, as a style of living, as something that can give inspiration, illumination to everybody.